And let's go back to Hurricane Michael, which has left more than 900,000 people without power, about half of them in Florida, where the storm was the strongest ever to hit the panhandle. 70-year-old Roy Ogles is in East Point, Florida, which sits on Apalachicola Bay. And Roy, we're happy you're safe after yesterday, but what did it look and sound like at the storm's worst?
It was pretty much overpowering. The sound of the wind, the constant sound of the wind, and the loudness of it, and the sense of the occasional either microburst or tornado going by and snapping the tops of trees off was impressive, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen a lot of storms. You grew up in Florida.
I did.
How would you rate this?
It's the worst I've seen, starting with Donna back in the 60s when I was a boy.
What are you seeing today? I mean, thankfully, your home is standing, but what are you seeing?
I took a short drive around East Point this morning and saw the debris field washed across the highway, trees down. I'm fortunate I've only got one down on my house and large debris everywhere. I couldn't see to get out of town heading east on 98.
We actually have planned a trip to your area to look at some of the things in your area, like oystering. I understand you had a kind of an aquaculture industry that was sort of budding there. What's your thinking?
Well, east from here, over in Alligator Harbor, there was quite a good project going there with oysters. And I had seen sign that new leases or new oyster areas were going up. And I fear for that. Storm surges and big waves just don't mix well with that kind of an operation and the infrastructure that it takes for those. But more so, I think the impacts of the immediate runoff from the storm and the water quality impact that's going to be felt here for probably some time.
What else do you worry about? What's your concern?
I'd have to say the local community here, it's been pretty hard hit. And I'm talking about the seafood industry here. We've been fighting for water allocation from north, you know, down the Apalachicola River, down the Chattahoochee River from Georgia, where it's all dammed up. And most recently, a large fire in East Point, Florida. And it's just been one thing after another. So I would have to say it's the local community and the folks that make a living here.
Because if they can't, they can't stay.
That's pretty much it. If there's nothing for them to do here, if the seafood industry is impacted that bad, I don't know what the recourse is for them.
Well, in the meantime, Roy, I also know you had a house filled with people seeking refuge, people and creatures seeking refuge.
That's true.
Yeah. As you heard these tornadoes go by, did you worry?
Given the predicted storm surge and what was going on St. George Island, I never had qualms about taking people in here. We were pretty hunkered in, and it was oppressive and impressive at the same time.
Well, it sounded a little like Noah's Ark. What'd you have there?
Well, I had four people, two dogs, and either four or five cats. Noah's Ark would have been that's a pretty good analogy.
Well, Roy, stay safe. We wish your area all the best.
Thank you so much. Thanks for thinking about Franklin County and north of here, too. It's not just right here on the coast. Further north up the river in Calhoun, Liberty County, and this hurricane was not a coastal event. Mm. This is the worst I've seen.
Roy Ogles there in East Point, Florida. Thank you.
Thank you.